who could be eligible for this, just put in Haywire into the search engine and it will take you there. Well, the unpredictable economic blows from COVID-19 on businesses has led to a number of farmers diversifying or changing their business practices to adapt to an ever-changing world. You've heard of people taking their sales online, marketing through local media and even subscription services. But another approach that the CEO of the Business Council of Cooperatives and Mutuals, Melina Morrison, says is attracting interest is a collaborative agribusiness model, like a cooperative. She's told our reporter Melanie Groves that going back to cooperative farming could help minimise risk in certain times of crisis.
If you look at the history of the cooperative business model in all different sectors, including farming, they often form as businesses between people out of adversity. So out of something, it might be a crisis, it could be a climate-related crisis, or it could be business or market-related adversity. But it's really a business model about people coming together to collaboratively solve their problem and get a better stake in the market in which they're just trying to run, you know, sustainable and profitable businesses. So we're in a crisis, right? We're in the middle of COVID, and we've become very focused on things like food security, supply chain vulnerability, and this idea around having sovereign capacity as a nation in lots of the essential products and services that on which we rely. So I think it's not by chance that people are thinking of co-ops again in farming.
And so with some of those concerns that people are really facing at the moment with COVID, how exactly would farmers heading in and starting or becoming part of a cooperative, how would that tackle some of those concerns?
One thing a co-op allows you to do is, as an independent but smaller farm business, when they come together, it allows them to act like a bigger player. So they look like a bigger market entrant, but they still get to retain and look after and safeguard their own independent business structure. So that means they can protect their farm gate. And one of the things that farmers are looking to do is to minimise the risk that they're experiencing in this time of crisis, so spread it across other people so they're not just taking it all at their own farm gate. They're also looking to minimise the input costs of farming to make it more sustainable and profitable. And in a cooperative, you've got a much shorter supply chain and there are less people clipping the ticket on the way through. So collectively, through collaborative buying, bulk purchasing, et cetera, you're able to minimise the input costs and at the other end, maximise the value-adding opportunities by scaling. And that could be scaling into an export market.
When it comes to cooperatives, a lot of people listening might automatically think of grower-owned sugar mills. A number of those here in Australia have failed. There are very few grower-owned sugar mills left in the country. What is it that you would do to ensure it would succeed?
When we talk about why cooperatives corporatise, you know, or demutualise, there are different reasons why that might happen. And it's not always for the reason of a business failure. Sometimes the owners of the business, the members in the case of a cooperative, or sometimes they're called shareholders, they decide that actually they prefer to convert their corporate entity form into a listed company. Look, sometimes it can be a business plan that doesn't go according to plan, just like any other business. So when we say cooperatives fail, we've got to remember that all businesses are prone to failure when they are not particularly well run. Maybe they don't have enough capital. Maybe global commodity markets shift and you can't pivot or adapt in time. But a lot of those sugar mills that you're talking about in North Queensland, they converted rather than failed. So they're still around in a different corporate form, and that's fine. They're doing, you know, often very well. They have different owners, right? So they have a different objective, which is to maximise profits for shareholders in the case of a listed entity, rather than maximise benefit for member owners in the case of a cooperative. So it's really about objectives.
That's Melina Morrison. She's the CEO of the Business Council of Cooperatives and Mutuals, speaking there with Mackay reporter Melanie Groves, looking at the potential of something like a cooperative in COVID times. So I guess everything is on the table. Let's check markets next.